Good day, good people, and welcome to this special session of Wisdom Wednesday. I'm Brother Robert Farrell, the founder and spiritual director of Contemplative Interbeing. And on this Thanksgiving Eve, this session will be special in a few different ways. Our reflections tonight will be more poetic than narrative. Overall, tonight's sessions will be a bit shorter. And after each reflections, we're just going to enter directly into the silence for our contemplative practice. And then after the final reflection, we will just say good evening to each other until next time. So let us begin. As we enter into our reflections on gratitude and grace. Grace, stemming from divine affection boundless, serves as the heart of the Bible's narrative. It's an unearned benevolence, ever present, a gift freely given, often unseen, and at times resisted unknowingly. God, depicted as patient in the depths of night, awaiting our notice, both a servant within and a celestial intruder, breaking barriers to reach our core. The tireless pursuit, the ceaseless toil of grace, a testament of God's unyielding longing for us. Longing for us. Without grasping unmerited favor, the inexplicable love in the scripture fades, the story loses its cohesion. It is the master key unlocking the Bible's transformation, revealing the essence of every passage, each narrative. Grace. Grace isn't a distinct notion, but an invitation, forever presenting itself, a divine offering. It is the force in life's fabric, allowing flowers to bloom, animals to nurture, planets to spin. An energy beyond reason, nurturing all, smiling infants, celestial bodies, overflowing in love's name. Grace, an unending surplus, abundant, overflowing, showering us without measure. Grace, God's unmerited love, imbues life with meaning, abundance, and boundless affection. Amidst the ancient tale's sacred resonance, a parable whispered in cascading streams, the woman at the well, a tapestry woven in God's grace, a divine choreography. Vulnerability, a shared cloak veiling souls, an invitation embracing duality's dance, receiving and becoming the source, bestowing the elixir of life's pure essence. Behold this water bestowed upon you, a spring birthed within, swelling infinite, an inner revelation, a pulsating tide echoing eternity, a wellspring's awakening. Within the heart's sanctum, torrents flow, rippling through the spiritual anatomy, a ceaseless stream, a wellspring unbound, nourishing existence, seeding divinity. The profound truth whispered from within, unveiling a cosmic secret, ancient and eternal. Heaven's gift already at our fingertips, an unclaimed inheritance, the divine's legacy. But hesitation halts our audacious belief. The bubbling torrent within unrecognized, doubt cloaks the realization of our essence. Unworthy echoes hum through our core. Yet, worthiness crumbles in the face of grace, an insignificant concern in the grand design. Embracing the ceaseless downpour of gifts, unveiling the essence, free, abundant, bestowed. Liberation arises when worth is shed, embracing the bounty, learning to revel in this unending flow. In every single drop, revelation blooms, transforming every fiber. In surrender to the ineffable grace bestowed, the fabric of existence is rewoven anew, a mosaic of existence threaded with grace. And in this, everything changes. Grace and gratitude entwined as celestial threads perform an ethereal ballet, interlocked like heaven's embrace of earth. Grace softly murmurs a gentle whisper in the heart's chambers, stirring echoes of gratitude that resonate within the soul's corridors. A dialogue where each word spoken echoes like thundering lightning. From the depths of our emotional core, gratitude emerges, a natural genesis in the sanctum of our beating hearts, weaving through the fabric of our being, dovetailing seamlessly into the essence of our actions. It is akin to the rhythm of our breath, the inhalation and exhalation of our spirits. As we breathe in gratitude, we exhale kindness, an unceasing exchange, a perpetuating cycle, an unbroken dance of benevolence and reciprocity. Within life's diverse tabula, an infinite repertoire of prostrations lies, numerous ways to honor existence, even when facing the unbearable, to kneel and kiss the ground, bearing the weight of the barely bearable. The enigmatic journey of grace toward liberation, a mystery unfolding silently, beckoning us to acknowledge and respond, prompting a humble utterance of thanks. Thanks, a word bearing immeasurable significance. Embraced by the gentle arms of gratitude, a revelation unfurls, eliciting contemplation on the potential for greater acts of giving, a question reverberating through the vast expanse of simplicity. How profound the seemingly mundane can be, an undiscovered wellspring of transformative power, capable of reshaping the trajectory of our days and, by extension, our lives. Today, a threshold bridging the finite and the ethereal. Today, an infinite moment wherein change lingers, waiting for our embrace. An invitation to reorient the path and chart a new course through our existence. Grace, the beacon leading the odyssey toward gratitude. From the tumult of self-centered fervor to the epiphany of awakening, where gratitude blossoms into an embodiment of peace. A sanctuary. Yeshua ushers in an era of shifted paradigms, a seismic call that resonates beyond time's bounds. Not a mere request, but an urgent creed to extend hospitality, not as a formality, but a moral code reaching out to the fringes where the marginalized reside, unveiling profound blessings and aiding those unable to reciprocate. The clash arises, a collision of ideologies, the ethos of a gift economy at odds with the prevailing sway of capitalism. The bedrock of our societal mindset, reciprocity, an ethos that determines worth through calculated exchanges, a narrative that molds our relationship with the divine. Capitalism, a symphony of fairness and logic, swaying the human psyche with its quid pro quo stance. Yet Yeshua stands as a disruptor in garments of grace, advocating for an economy swathed in the fabric of unmerited favor. This economy of grace defies the standard of equivalent exchange, a realm where grace, love, and mercy flow freely, untethered from the chains of obligatory reciprocity. To embrace this paradigm, one must relearn the contours of grace, understanding it not as a transaction, but a lavish bestowment unearned and unmerited. The gospel's challenge echoes, merit ousted by the unwavering hand of grace, urging an acknowledgement we often evade, that we inherently lay no claim to deserve anything. A kingdom transcending measures and entitled claims, where the cloak of entitlement falls away, for in this kingdom, grace reigns supreme, where love and generosity hold court, unrestrained by conditions. Discard the scales of deservingness. Welcome each facet of life as an unmerited gift, an offering we did not earn, yet are bestowed with. A journey into the realm of grace, a passage into uncharted territories. A call to relinquish notions of deserving. A pilgrimage toward a kingdom where grace reigns. A surrender to life's unearned. Beneath the solemn, gnarled embrace of an ancient tree's sheltering boughs, Jesus. Jesus, the perceiver of hearts, gazed up and beheld Zacchaeus, not a mere observer ensconced amid the foliage's intricate weave, but a soul intricately entangled in the labyrinthine tapestry of collaboration. From a realm of equality, Jesus beckons Zacchaeus to stand shoulder to shoulder, and then audaciously extended an invitation to share in a meal. "Hurry, come down, for I must stay at your house today." Witnesses agape and seething with discontent found their expectations and traditional hierarchies upheaved. Ancient norms crumbling in the wake of this extraordinary occurrence, upsetting the age-old dynamics of societal gift-giving. Jesus, the defier of conventional gratitude and social rank, bestowed the extravagant gift of his presence unmerited, unlocking a gateway for Zacchaeus to descend from a life bound with a labyrinth of corrupt societal obligations. Zacchaeus, unshackling himself from the oppressive bonds, liberated from the Roman structured tapestry of debt and duty, unraveled himself from the hierarchical branches, departing from the norms. In Jesus' wake lay a spread, a table of shared hospitality, an expanse where guests rule and obligations dissolve, where gifts flow freely, unbounded by the chains of recompense. Within this space, a communion of souls transpires where all partake, embracing the essence of pure gratitude, acknowledging that each moment, each morsel is indeed a gift. Each soul, finding its place, gathers at the grand feast, where debts melt away and unity finds its roots. In this sphere where generosity knows. "To whom much is given, much is required," echoes like ancient mantras in karma's cadence. What comes around goes around, they say in slang. A cosmic dance of reciprocity, hidden in the folds of the free flow gratuitously bestowed. In the fabrics of our existence, attitudes weave the threads of earning, giving, losing, and receiving. A measure for the exchange of love, subtle and profound. Stingy hearts hoard love like hidden treasures. A scarcity mirrored in the clinging of coins. Generosity spills from open hearts. A cascade of love and wealth. Circumspect, cautious, love measured in every step as if balancing on the tightrope of money and affection. Choices etch patterns, leaving imprints on the fabric of existence. Jesus, a weaver of destinies in the here and now, rejects the notion of disconnected payoffs in the afterlife. A call to personal choice, responsibility, freedom, echoing through time. Grapes from thorns, figs from thistles, metaphors ripe with the harvest of actions. A good tree bears the sweetness of virtue, a bad tree soars in deeds. Mercy, a mirror reflecting its giver. The standard used echoes back in kind. And karma, understood rightly, shapes self-actualized soul. A transformation from fear to responsibility. Where the law of reciprocity, not confined to words, urges conscious choices, positive energies, guiding us along the path. Friends, as I wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving season with your friends and family, and thank you for being here this evening, a reminder that there lays a spread, a table of shared hospitality, an expanse where guest rule and obligations dissolve, where gifts flow freely, unbounded by those chains of recompense. Where there is gratitude and grace. And within this space, there's a communion of souls that transpires where all partake, embracing the essence of pure gratitude. That's Thanksgiving. Acknowledging that each moment, each morsel in your meal tomorrow and in life is indeed a gift. So happy Thanksgiving to all. Have a wonderful evening.